And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So let's go back to New York. I got to go back to New York because for me to see this happening is such a great thing. Go ahead and split screen it for me. Now, listen to this. This is a gentleman from the union, and he's talking about President Trump in New York. And again, this is like another episode of Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. The Wile E. Coyote being the Democrats, always trying to set up a trap for President Trump. Watch this. You can leave it split screen. It's a short one.
In the past, we are basically Democrats, all of us. And after what's happened the last 4 years in this country, Democrats are basically pushing everybody to the other side. We're a very patriotic group, and we love our country, and we want the best for America. We are tired of immigration. We're tired of our tax dollars going to immigration. We're tired of the crime. We need to put a handle on things in this country and bring it back to how it should be.
The Democrats have become the party of the ultra wealthy.
That's it right there.
That is exactly, you know, they always say that it's the Republicans and the ultra wealthy.
Yes.
We know that's not true.
They're trying to see the Democrats are trying to create this liberal utopia. Have you seen Hunger Games, Shannon? Have you seen that? I use that analogy all the time because that's a great example of what the Democrats are trying to do. For those of you that have never seen Hunger Games, what it is they have this. It's like everyone that would be considered in this case Republicans that love America. They're in poverty. Everything is gray. Everything is dirty. It's dusty. There's lack of food, and you have to fight to get a certain amount of food, right? That's why they call them Hunger Games. But then everyone who has food in that location, everything, the colors are vibrant, everything is clean, and, you know, everything seems to be nice. And that's where all the liberals are. It's the exact same thing that they're trying to create right now in America. And it's not just America, but they're doing the Democrats here in America. They're the main ones trying to create a liberal utopia.
But their liberal utopias are trash. They're riddled with homeless people. They're riddled with illegal immigrants.
Wait a minute. I think you're missing the point. Because that is exactly what the liberal utopia is, to create all of this, the homelessness, the crime.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But then the place where the liberals reside.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's all nice. Martha's Vineyard?
Yeah, the elite.
And then when they brought all of that to Martha's Vineyard, what happened? They removed them all. They deported all of them because they need to make sure that everything stays immaculate. It's the exact same concept. And then the lead person, the lead female that played in Hunger Games, she's a total liberal, complete idiot. Can't even make the connection that she played in the movie with the Democrats are trying to recreate. Let me play this union boss again. Here's another clip with him talking. And this was a reporter here on Fox News.
I put out a poll in my union. President Trump is leading Joe Biden 3-1 on my presidential poll out of my 9,000 members right now. We are very tired of the situation with groceries, inflation, gas prices, illegal immigration, crime. We are living it every day in New York City.
And many of those people, you guys who are out here, are lifelong Democrats, like who you just heard from. That's not going to be the case, okay, for many of those construction workers. And that gives you a pulse on what average, everyday Americans are feeling. In terms of President Joe Biden, who just got a union endorsement yesterday in D.C., one of the things the president said about former President Trump is that he doesn't connect with blue-collar, average American workers. But we saw quite a different scene out here today.
You know what? I just got an alert from the Gateway Pundit. You know, we had the young man on there yesterday, Joe, or the day before.
Joe Hoff. The brother the
Gateway
the owner.
Pundit. Yeah, mm-hmm. The brother. And I just got an alert. It says President Trump takes a 10-point lead in New York.
Shut up.
It just came across. President Trump takes a 10-point lead in New York over Crooked Joe. This is going to get them angry. Now, two things are going to happen here. One, which I believe has already taken place, President Trump is just going to gain more support come 2024. The Democrats are going to go. And the second thing, the Democrats are going to go in panic mode.
Okay, so because you were reading it so fast.
Okay.
It actually said Trump cuts Biden's lead in New York to 10 points. I guess he was more than 10 points over Trump. Now it's lower
it down.
to to 10 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
I stand corrected. So, thank you. Thank you for looking that up.
Yeah, yeah. But that's still really exciting because here's the thing.
It's
this is
grow.
A typically blue state.
Yes.
And Trump said, I'm coming for it.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to. But still, that is still huge news, you know, because it's relatively a very hardcore Democrat state.
It really is.
One that literally Republicans do not campaign in. They don't do it because they're like, we're not going to. I mean, Republicans don't. Did I say Democrats? Republicans don't campaign it. And really, Democrats don't either because they know they won it.
But now it's full on Republican campaign happening in New York.
Yeah, Trump's kind of changing that. Again,
they're keeping him there.
I don't understand. You know, I don't understand why they do this. They do things to the detriment of themselves. The Democrats do.
You know what it is? They don't think about
consequences ever.
The consequences.
Okay,
well, if we do
this. Anything they do.
If we do this, what could possibly happen?
Yeah.
So they don't take in consideration that keeping Trump in New York, could that backfire on us? I don't think they ran across their mind. Now they're saying it.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, oh, my goodness, this is backfiring on us.
I mean, this could become very well a very purple state right now. You know, we could almost call it a purple state at this point with polls
so,
like that.
Because, I mean, with the crime going through the roof, you have illegals showing up in New York and they're beating up police officers.
And if Trump does rallies, like he literally said today, he said it.
Yes.
We're doing a rally in the Bronx.
We're
he
doing
said
a rally
that.
In the Bronx.
He said,
oh
we're
goodness.
Going to Madison Gardens.
Oh, my
he
goodness.
He said, I think we can win this.
Oh, my goodness.
Him being there
oh
in New
goodness.
York, you know, normally this time of year, he's in Florida or so.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, okay, I'm going to stay here. And now he's like, wait, I feel a pulse here. I think I can revive the Republican
base. I mean, the
very
fact that he showed up in Harlem.
Yeah.
The very same mm-hmm. shot where the crime took place.
Right.
He showed up in Harlem and says, look, I'm here for you. And that resonates with people that has a pulse. It resonates with people that want safety and security. It resonates with people that want to be able to protect and defend their families, provide for their families. It's resonating with them. Here it is, President Trump. They're keeping President Trump tied down in New York, and the people in New York, all they want to do is live their lives, but they're seeing what the Democrats are doing. They're seeing what they're doing to President Trump, and it's like, wait a minute, this is not right. This is not right. I guess the Democrats expect all the people in New York just to remain dumbed down. You know what it is?
They take their
base
for granted.
They expect the people in New York to be like AOC. That's what they're expecting. AOC, New York, that area. They're expecting people to be like AOC. She's dumber than a bag of rocks. So Democrats look at the American people the same way. If we can convince idiots like Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC, all of them to be like that, then we can control everybody. But see, they're losing their control. Let me share something else with you really quick. This is with Joe Biden. This is who they suspect that is better than President Trump. Listen to this because he's reading the teleprompter. And then one of the statements he's saying, is this the one where they're saying 4 more years?
Yeah, at the
end. And then he said, because he's reading the teleprompter, and the teleprompter is telling him to pause so everyone can say 4 more years. Watch.
Folks, imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
I'm sorry. I had to stop it. I'm going to play it. It's a really short clip. Listen. I just want to make sure y'all catch this. Watch.
Folks, imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. Pause. 4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years. 4 more years.
Are you ready?
4 more years. 4 more years.
Whatever. You know what?
Can the country actually go through another 6 months of this, let alone another 4 years?
You know what's really sad about that clip? Is the fact that, one, we know everything is staged, right? Because literally
of
the chant,
it is.
Somebody's holding up a sign saying, chant 4 more years, right?
You need to pause so everyone can say 4 more years so we can make it look like we want you.
And to be honest with you, they're not even showing the crowd. So who's even there, right? This is not, It's so
It's everyone staged. That's on the staff.
It's so funny. Do you see the look on his face? He's like, pause.
Yeah, pause.
Oh, come on
pause,
now.
Pause here.
He can't even figure that out. He's the president of the United States. He can't read the teleprompter and figure out that means shut up.
Yeah, maybe they should put in there shut up. Maybe they should put, but then he'll say that.
Yeah, he'll say, he'll shut read up.
And shut up. Y'all ready? Shut up. And then he'll say that. Here's another one. All right, how much time do we have? Okay, here's another one I want to share with you. Look at this.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? For democracy?
Are you ready to choose freedom
over democracy?
Over democracy.
What?
And the people in the background, I don't get it. I don't get it. Here's another one really quick. This is like 11 seconds. I got some quick ones I want to share with you.
By the way, that tax cut expires next year, okay?
He's talking about Trump's tax cut.
Well, let me tell you something. It's going to say expired and dead forever if I'm there.
It's going to expire and dead forever.
So he's talking about President Trump's tax cut that benefit all of America. They're wanting to get rid of it because they don't want it to benefit the American
And
people.
He's going to let them expire forever.
Yeah, he's going to let them expire forever.
He can't even say the words.
He's going to let it expire forever.
This
okay,
is the
I
best
think we
of
have
all.
One more that I got to play from New York.
Oh, you took it out. You took it out? Okay.
I got to play one more for look.
Okay.
Here we go. Watch this. This is great. From New York.
What's it like seeing so many Republicans in Manhattan, so many Trump supporters in Manhattan? Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. It's turning now. Trump's turn again.
What's your message to Joe Biden?
F*** you.
That's New York. And I had to take out the language, I mean, for obvious reasons. So, but it is what it is. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. God bless you. Be here tomorrow. Take your phone calls tomorrow. Take your phone calls. Make sure you call in early. Absolute Truth with Emma Robinson is coming up next, everybody. God bless. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.